The Greens have renewed their calls for an overhaul of federal parliamentary allowances, following reports that MPs can claim tax deductions on property expenses in Canberra while getting a tax-free $273 a night travel allowance. So at the moment, as it stands, if an MP is in Canberra and they're staying away from home, say their home is Sydney or Brisbane or Melbourne, they can claim $273 a night on the taxpayer for a living away from home allowance. That's the way it has been for a very long time. Questions were raised about this last year when it was raised on Q&A with Joe Hockey. Anyway, the Greens are saying that it needs to be, someone needs to have a look at it. And joining me on the line is Greens Senator for New South Wales, Lee Rhiannon. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. It's Lee too. Always Lee.
Always Lee. Okay. Always Lee. Could you briefly explain to us, you know, what the Greens would like to see done in regards to this $273 a night?
Well, it's the $273 a night certainly seems a great deal of money. The bit that I was not aware of, and I now gather a number of MPs were not aware of, but obviously some are, is that the MPs who rent a property, even if it's from a family member, can claim anything from rent, rates, taxes, insurance, including minor repairs, to reduce their taxable income. So I can understand why people are calling it double dipping. So that's one aspect of the entitlements that really does need to be cleaned up. Last year, the Greens put in a major submission on all aspects of the entitlements. It really needs an overhaul, and I'd say this one is at the top of the list.
So at the moment, say, I'm an MP, I'm living in Canberra, my wife owns a property in Canberra, I can stay there every night, I can charge the taxpayers $270 to stay there, plus I can claim on my tax things like that rent, electricity, mortgage, things like that, is that right?
Yes, that's my understanding of it, and I guess I can't see how that could be justified. This is one of the things that the one aspect of the major overhaul that the Greens are calling for, and that clearly is double dipping. I don't see how anybody can argue against it.
And I suppose that $273 does come tax-free as well.
Yes.
So what would you like to see done? Would you like to see it abolished or looked at?
Well, I can see that the funding's needed when people are staying in Canberra, but considering we're now finding how that's benefiting MPs in terms of buying property, firstly, I think that having these two schemes that bring enormous benefits just should not continue. You can't get both. I can't see why you should actually gain any benefit in terms of tax reduction if you're buying a property in Canberra or anywhere. And what the Greens are looking for is other schemes, maybe with public servants, so we've got standards that we can be consistent with. Because one of the things that concerned me, how the debate played out yesterday, you might have seen the Minister Matthias Cormann, he kept on saying, well, the parliamentarian shouldn't set the rules, this is just set by a tribunal. But that doesn't mean it's right. And I feel this tribunal is being used to justify some pretty good deals that MPs have won over the years.
Now, Lee, would you like to see a general overhaul of parliamentary allowances as is?
Oh, yes. Now, that's urgently needed. You might remember this was before the Bronwyn Bishop helicopter scandal. There had been various other problems, and when Mr Abbott was the Prime Minister, he set up a whole inquiry into entitlements, and they've brought down various recommendations. Now, this has happened over the years, but so often what happens is that the issue falls out of the news once the scandals stop, and then not all the recommendations are adopted. And then you come to an election time, and understandably people become even more cynical about politicians when they hear these stories. So the Greens will continue to push for the changes that you've identified here. But there's also where MPs, city MPs, gain an advantage in how we're able to use our allowances coming into election time, very generous travel allowances, etc. Now, I'm not saying they should go. We've got to do our work. But at the same time, we shouldn't get an additional benefit personally and not an additional benefit when you come to an election time.
So just to really break it down, Senator Lee, my apologies, always Lee. So you, when you stay in Canberra, you stay in a hotel or how does it work?
No, I'm staying at a house.
Okay.
And then I'm using that allowance for rent.
Okay.
But But as you can see, $273 is very generous.
Hmm. And that's a night.
Yes, that's a night. Like, it's a lot of money.
So, but surely the $273 would be more than most people would be paying in rent for that week. I mean, unless Canberra has the highest rent in Australia.
Well, I don't know. It's a long time, a very long time since I've stayed at hotels in Canberra. But I still can't see that you would be paying $273 a night. So that's why the Greens have been lobbying for changes to entitlements. It's back in the news now, and that's why Greens Senator Richard Di Natale was taking it up again yesterday. Like, it's long overdue for a big overhaul. Like, these are the sort of issues why people are very cynical about politics and politicians.
Oh, absolutely. But, I mean, I'm just even what I'm when I'm doing the numbers in my head here. So if no one is paying... So what's that? Say you stay in Canberra for 5 nights, $270 a night, you're talking just shy of $1,500. No one's paying that in rent. What happens to that money? Does it just go into politicians' back pocket?
Yeah, at the moment it does. That's more, I mean, different. Again, being fair, I know many of my colleagues, we give out lots of donations to organisations, to charities. You know, I put a lot of wages into extra staff because it's so hard to get your work done. But at the end of the day, it's still, unless you are publicly acknowledging and accounting for this, it's not the way politics should be run. It really is largely unaccountable. And you're dead right. For most of it, it's money in the pocket, and the public don't know.
Look, I'm just spitballing here, Senator, but wouldn't it be easier that at the end of every week you take an invoice of what your rent was for that week, you give it to a government department, they process it, and then they give it back to you exactly what it was?
Yeah, no, I think that's one way. I'll tell you another way that's also been suggested to me, is that they know, like in Canberra, most people are looking for a place to stay and people make their different arrangements. And I imagine this wouldn't suit a lot of politicians, but I don't think there would be anything wrong with it, is having places where politicians could stay. By far the bulk of us go home, go to bed, get up and go straight to work. People eat at work, they have their breakfast at work. You see people in the morning coming in very, very early and then walking off to meeting with their bowl of cereal. I mean, it's an unusual job. And so, quite seriously, I think your suggestion is one way to do it, but, like, there would just be places where politicians could stay.
Well, I'm just back to that idea I had. In my last job, my employer paid for my phone bill and my internet bill. So at the end of every month, what would happen is I'd take my phone bill, I'd take my internet bill, I would make a photocopy, I would give it to the finance department of my employer, and they would reimburse me the money. Why couldn't that work for politicians' rent rather than paying $273, which is far more than the rent is a week?
Yeah, you know, I think you're spot on. I mean, that's what we've got to get back to, and that's why the Greens very much welcome the outcry that occurred yesterday and that it's back in the news, because it's not satisfactory. Like, this is an exorbitant amount of money that some of us may use to assist our work. But it's not the right way to organise things, and it could be organised much more efficiently. What you have said is one approach that needs to be on the table.
Senator Lee Rhiannon, thank you so much for your time this morning. How are you feeling? How's the campaign going? How are you feeling?
Oh, look, I enjoy it immensely. I'm just on my way to Wollongong. We're launching with our candidate, Kath Blakely, candidate for Cunningham, a really important call about TAFE. Like, TAFE is in a bad way. And our target today, yes, we needed to defeat the Turnbull government, but we're putting pressure on Labor to reverse their very damaging policies that really benefit corporate Australia. And when it comes to TAFE, they opened under Julia Gillard, when she was Education Minister, the door for the for-profit registered training organisations to come in. That's where so much of the problem lies. So we're in for a good day.
All right, Lee. Have such a great day. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.